Separatist groups in Indian Kashmir have criticized India's rejection of a call by Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf for a ceasefire along the disputed Kashmir border. Violence in the region continues, with two more people killed and 30 wounded in separate attacks blamed on Islamic militants. Kashmir's main separatist alliance, the Hurriyat Conference, is urging India to accept a ceasefire offer by Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. Hurriyat leader Maulvi Abbas Ansari says a ceasefire along the so-called line of control that divides Kashmir between India and Pakistan could add momentum to the peace process between the two countries. The line is one of the world's most volatile borders. Cross-border shelling and shooting between the two armies are reported almost daily. Hundreds of people on both sides, both civilians and soldiers, have been killed or wounded in the exchanges in recent decades. The offer of a ceasefire was made in a speech by President Musharraf on Tuesday to a visiting group of Indian lawmakers and journalists. But India dismissed the suggestion out of hand, calling it propaganda. The Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman, Navtej Sarna, says the security situation along the disputed frontier will improve only when Pakistan stops infiltrating Muslim militants into Indian territory.
The facts point to continuing Pakistani support through funding, training, indoctrination, launch and guidance. Instead of propaganda statements, Pakistan should take effective and long-term oriented measures to dismantle the infrastructure of support to terrorism.
Pakistan strongly denies the charge that it still supports Islamic militants waging a separatist insurgency in Indian Kashmir. Political analysts say New Delhi's accusation of Pakistani complicity in the insurgency is holding up the peace process, which began in April with India offering a hand of friendship to Pakistan. Brahma Chileni of the Independent Center for Policy Research in New Delhi says more than symbolic gestures are needed.
We're not seeing a real peace process underway, because a peace process is a serious business that involves a genuine effort by both sides to overcome issues that divide them. At least the process involves creating the right atmosphere for dialogue, and we are seeing neither.
The cost of continued antagonism was demonstrated again Wednesday in two separate incidents in Kashmir. Several people were wounded in a bombing near a bank in Bandipora town, about 60 kilometers north of Srinagar. And at least one civilian was killed and several others injured in Kulgam town, about 70 kilometers south of Srinagar, when suspected militants hurled a grenade at a security patrol. At least 35,000 people have died in Kashmir in military fighting or terrorist attacks since the Muslim separatist insurgency erupted in 1989. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.